How is fault determined in a car accident or a car crash? Well, that is depends on who broke the rules of the road. So fault is determined by who's at fault. So if there's a bunch of cars and someone rear-ends someone, they're at fault because you can't rear-end people. It's one of the rules of the road. However, if the other person who they rear-ended was going at highway speeds and slammed on their brakes for no reason and did a sudden stop, then maybe they're at fault, or maybe they're also at fault. Similarly, if you have an intersectional collision where that can have multiple people, or fail to yield the right of way could be, are you in the lane or are you not in the lane? Who was supposed to go in that? So sometimes there can be contributory at fault. For instance, what if someone's speeding and they're going too fast? However, someone pulled out in front of them also and did not yield the right of way. Well, the person didn't yield the right of way and they're at fault, but the person wasn't supposed to be speeding as well. Those are two rules of the road. In most states, and in Missouri and Illinois and almost all states, there's comparative fault. So if you would go to trial or go to a verdict in a trial in a case, you could have what's called comparative fault, where the jury gets to assess the rule violations by each of the parties that are at issue and decide who's at fault. Sometimes that's the plaintiff being comparatively at fault for their own injuries, as well as the defendant. Sometimes it's two defendants, because there can be two defendants whose actions in concert or negligence in concert together contribute to the injury. So that's how fault is determined, and then it's based on the facts, and juries are really good at determining this. They understand the rules. We have jury instructions that instruct them how to apply the facts to the law, and a jury would decide this person's 20% at fault, this person's 50, this person's 30, as long as the percentage equals 100% at fault. That's called comparative fault, and then the damages are reduced by the judge for that amount. So if someone got $100,000, $100,000 award in terms of the jury determining that was the full value or the measure of their damages, but they were 20% at fault, the judge would then apply that and give award in a judgment. The verdict would be for that, but the judgment would be for $80,000. So that's some of the ways that different parties are determined to be at fault in a car crash. It's you take out your driver's guide when you were 16 years old. That has the rules of the road. The law has the rules of the road. Missouri statute, Illinois statutes, various other state statutes have the rules of the road, which determines what fault is and whether someone's negligent. If you have any other questions about how to assess fault in a car accident or car crash case, give us a call at Berger Law. Find us on the internet or give us a call. Thanks.